Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Having been raised in the title insurance business, I have always been cognizant of property rights in our country. History tells us that communal property ownership has never worked in the United States from the days of the Pilgrims. Governor Bradford saw that early on and abandoned communal ownership, and once he did that, the community started to thrive. I was admitted to practice law before the United States Supreme Court in 1972, and in 1974, I became a charter member of the Supreme Court Historical Society. The Society publishes the Journal of the Supreme Court History, and in its latest editions, there were two articles on private property rights. The first article was written by Jonathan O'Neill, entitled Property Rights and the American Founding. He says that a few general observations about property would be helpful. The English word property is derived from the Latin proprius, which means to own. Western political tradition has always associated property with individuality of some type. Modern political theory has long been concerned with private property and its relationship to work and the distribution of valued resources. In the early 21st century, there can be little doubt about which fundamental approach to property generates productivity and secures prosperity. Property ownership, according to Mr. O'Neill, is a direct connection to liberty, choice, and consent, means that it is a long figured predominantly in thinking about the Constitution. Mr. O'Neill traces property rights from the time that the first colonies were established in this great country of ours. Originally, the colonists believed that all of the rights came from the principles of the English Constitution. However, as I mentioned earlier, communal property rights led to laziness and the distribution of wealth. While the property rights of American colonists in the early days were constrained by both common law principles and the economic policy of mercantilism by which Britain governed in these colonies. When things began to break down between the colonists and Great Britain, the colonists emphasized more and more on the importance of property. The Declaration of Independence and, of course, our Constitution articulate those ideas of property rights. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that even today, property rights are tantamount to independence, security, individuality, as well as the pursuit of happiness? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.